County 10, Jared and Shireen. Important day coming up, and we have an important guest right now. Tony is with us, Tony Leoma, who's involved with the 9/11 Patriots Day Parade. First off, Tony, I just want to say thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Well, big day, important day, emotional day is right around the corner on Saturday, 9/11. And, you know, we talk about never forgetting. And one of the ways that we can do that, Tony, and to never forget is to show up to 9/11 remembrance events like what they're having in Riverton. Tell the folks about the parade.
Yes, well, it's an annual parade that was started the year after by Ed Leak. And after he passed, I was kind of handed the reins for it, and we'll do it. We kept doing it every year. This year, since it's on a Saturday, we're going to start at Sutherland's at 11 o'clock. Everybody's welcome. All I ask is no advertising or political signage, and put some flags on your vehicles. If you don't have any flags, I will have some extras. We'll go, the route is to Main Street, up to Majors, around the schools, back down Main, and then back to Sutherland's. And anybody's welcome.
If you don't want to be in the actual procession of the parade, you can go. We want folks to be down there too, showing their support. So if you've got, you know, your 4th of July patriotic, you know, shirts and gear, please wear those when you come out. This is the 20th anniversary. It's crazy to think, Tony. It's so emotional this year with all the news. And we had one of our own who tragically passed from Wyoming. And again, it's the 20th anniversary. It's just crazy to think. It was one of those moments in my life, Tony. It was the first big moment of my life where I had a major event in the world and in the country happen where all eyes were on us, and it was very unknown. So we'll talk a lot about that tomorrow, of course, as 9/11's on Saturday. And the question always, Tony, is, you know, where were you? You know, nobody will ever forget, right? Where were you?
I was working actually in control room. A mechanic came in and he asked, "Do you guys know what the hell's going on?" I thought he was joking. I said, "No." And he goes, "Well, get on that computer right behind you. You'll find out as soon as you click on anything." And definitely, I know exactly the moment I knew about it.
Yeah, I was in 7th grade and I was in Mr. Bauman's class, and it was the time where you didn't have TVs in every classroom, and so we had to go to Miss Matzinger's class and get with that crew because they had a TV in that room and watch what was happening unfold. And to think that it's 20 years has gone by.
Yeah, and all the students in even through high school right now, none of them were old enough to be alive.
Wow.
That's 20 years.
I didn't even think about that, Tony. Well, that's another part of this, is educating them about 9/11, about the remembrance, about never forgetting. And a chance is with this parade that's happening. So on Saturday from Sutherland's down, you're going to see a crew. They're going to be decked out in their American flags, and really invite you to either be a part of that or to show up and watch.
And we'll have a special float for veterans. It'll be a low boy trailer and chairs for just for veterans.
And can veterans reach out to you if they'd like to be a part of it?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And your cell number's on the posters, right? That's 307-850-2356. Tony Leoma, who's taken charge on the Patriots Day Parade. Again, thank you so much for doing that. Again, it's an important year to show up and show your support.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, that's the Patriots Day Parade happening this Saturday, 9/11, 20th anniversary. 10:30 a.m. Sutherland's parking lot in Riverton, if you'd like to be a part of the parade.